are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So in the face of a seemingly insurmountable giant, David, armed with nothing but a sling and an unwavering faith, demonstrated the power of trusting in God's strength. So join us as we are unpacking the lessons this iconic showdown holds for us today and discover how we too can confront our own giants with faith and courage. And we are joined on the line by my pastor, Pastor Biblica, as we are speaking about all things, how we can face our giants. And remember, this giant, sometimes you call them mountains, sometimes you call them, we have a lot of things that we are facing in our lives. But today we're like, let's tackle them from the perspective of giants. And we're going to be looking at David as well as Goliath. Fundisi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. How are you?
I am good. And you?
I am very fine, and I'm glad and happy to be part of this segment of our giants.
Yes, thank you so much, Mfundisi. Before we start our conversation, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Shall we pray? Our merciful, loving, gracious Father, we as your children, loving Father, come before your throne of grace. We ask of the power of the Holy Spirit, Father, to come through to each one of us as we hear your word, Father, as we learn on how we can face different kinds of giants in this world. Father, many of us are facing giants of anxiety, giants of divorce, and many other giants that we are facing. And other giants, Father, we have failed. But it is our plea and our prayer that, Father, we may be able to overcome these giants. Even as we learn, Father, we pray that may you lead us through, in the name of Jesus, that we ask and pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. So to all listeners at home, those who do not know that you can go to open your Bibles to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17. That is where you're going to be getting the story of David and Goliath as we traverse through it. So a brief summary there: David was a young man. Goliath was a very huge giant. I think we know that when he was looking at him, he had to look up. He was that giant, the Philistine there. And then they were busy fighting. And then David had to go and fight because he was like, he's got God on his side. Therefore, he can win against this giant who was this uncircumcised Philistine. That's the part I... Anyway, so yeah, so Goliath had his armor, whilst David just came there with a sling, and then he had five stones, and then he killed him with basically one stone. So that's the summary of David and Goliath as we go into this one. So I'm putting this one, looking at this story of David and Goliath, what are some key elements that we can pick up from this story about these two gentlemen, and how do they resonate with challenges we face in our own lives?
Okay, thank you very much. The main thing that I would, the main elements I would first of all speak on the sling and the stone that David carried, while the man Goliath carried, heavy things. He carried his sword and other things so that he can fight David. Now, the major thing that I've come to learn on this, on the elements that which David carried, that one carried a lot of things, and that David, what David carried seemed to be something that was impossible to conquer that man. But the major thing that I've come to learn is that David carried God, because he had put his entire trust and put his strength in God, even as he was going for his battlefield.
So looking at David's situation, right, when he came there, sent to go and take food to his brothers, but then now he ended up in this situation. Now, can you identify with David's initial feelings of fear and doubt when confronted with Goliath, and how did he overcome them? We do understand that he had the most trust in God, but taking it now, Mfundisi, to day-to-day life, how did he overcome that fear that he had, and what can we do now as people, as we are facing the same things that he faced?
David, the man, he faced his fears by trusting in God and looking or remembering at his past experience over the past faithfulness of God in his life. He had put his all trust in God because of you know, a lot of things that God did for him in the past. I think that is what made him to face his fears. He faced giants, little giants. He faced little giants on the way. Yeah, when he faced little giants on the way of a lion, a bear, then now he comes to face this man. So now, as he still has fear within, he has fear, but in facing his fear, he puts his trust in God, where he pulls his CV to the king, to King Saul. On that is I think on verse that is supposed to be on verse 37 of the same Psalm, first Samuel 17 verse 37. He says, "Moreover, David said, the Lord who delivered me from the power of the lion and from the power of the bear, he will deliver me from the hands of these Philistines."
Okay.
Yes. So he uses. He uses his past experience with his God. He holds on to the faith in God, and he does not use his own strength, but he depends upon the strength of God, even as he faces this fear, in order for him to overcome them.
So should we also apply that, Mfundiswami, in our day-to-day life, when we are facing these giants, when we are facing these things, should we also rely on God?
Yeah, you know, As we face different kinds of giants, I know some, maybe it may be financial struggling and debts, others it may be relationship challenges, conflict, issues to do with healthy career obstacles. But as we face all these grief and many addictions, as we face all these giants in our lives, I think we need to apply what David applied. And what David applied, he applied the faith in God. You know, even us, there are many obstacles that which we've overcome. But when these giants that have come, that are on our table, that are in front of us, that have come, they seem to be challenging. But I think if we can remember what the Lord has done for us in the past, we'll be able to stand on the faith of Jesus, just as David did.
So we do get to understand when we are reading the story, right? We do see that, you know, with all the words that David was saying, he was professing his faith, you know, unto God, and he knew that, you know, God was in his was on his side. So how does now his reliance on God, on God's strength, and his refusal, for example, to conventional weapons, because he was given all the armor, and Hashem, the little boy, nearly fell when he was given that armor because it was not his size and everything else. But how does it now teach us of the power of faith in when we are facing our own challenges in Fundisi? Because you will be facing those challenges. You will face those giants. And sometimes we find ourselves in a situation where we even ask ourselves if God is even there, you know. But how, what does it do when we're having that faith that even though this giant, it looks like I'm not going to win on it, but knowing that God is by my side, it can turn the tables. How then do we do that?
You know, one lesson from the story of David, by him refusing to use the weapons that he was given by King Saul, by him refusing those, David showed that his entire trust was put in God and not in human abilities. That is what he shows, because he did not want to fake it, to say, and he did not want to go as a soldier of Saul, but he wanted to go as a soldier of God, because he knew that God was by his side.
Yes.
And he walked side by side with God. That is the reason as to why he had now just to say, okay, these things, oh king, I'm not going with them. He remembers how he fought the lion and the bear. He did not have those armor, but he had God within himself. And even this time he says, I still have God, and I can go and deliver and still fight and pull down this great giant.
Sorry about that. So when we're looking also, Mfundiswami, at David, and you've just mentioned it now, we know that he did kill a bear, he did kill a lion, right? So how that this past experience, prepare him for this confrontation with David. And also, I would like to remember that, you know, where I think, imagine that when you were standing there looking at Goliath, maybe he was remembering how he faced the lion and the bear, you know, so that past experience helped him in that situation. But besides that, how they didn't now prepare him to say, the lion, yes, it's strong. The bear, yes, it's strong. But now Goliath is stronger. But because you have overcome these ones, it means that you can also overcome this particular giant. How did that help him?
So that one helped him big time in the sense that it prepared him, the bear and the lion, it prepared David for the battle with Goliath. And God used these experiences to build up David's faith in God and his skills in God. Because, you know, God, as he helps him to overcome the bear and the lion, we learn that from here, the Lord was preparing him for a great battle that was ahead of him to face Goliath. So even us as Christians, there are many obstacles that which we face in our lives. They prepare us for bigger things, for bigger obstacles, for bigger giants that are coming ahead of us. And when these giants come our way, we need not to fear, but we need to face our fears with trusting in our God.
So we understand that David Mfundiswami, he was just a shepherd boy. He did not have any military training. He did not have all of those things. So how did his small stature now and lack of military training become strength in the battle against Goliath? You know, maybe he did not become too accustomed to, if I go left, he will go right. He was clueless, you know. So how did it help him when it came to facing this giant, the fact that he was just a newbie?
So, yeah, David did not have these military trainings, but this man was facing had military trainings. Now, to my understanding from the passage is that God prepared, or God became the strength for David, because by forcing him to rely on God's strength and creativity, we discover that David's victory showed that our weaknesses can become strengths when we trust in God. Our weaknesses can become strength when God is in us.
So
God was with David.
Yes.
So even as he faces this, you know, his weaknesses, but because of the strength, his weaknesses, when God is present, you make them to be what? To be your strength. So he is dependent upon God, helped him to face this man who went undertake training of military. Meanwhile, he did not even undertake those. His military that he took is that he took to trust upon God, and God was with David, and David was with God. God knew who David was, and David knew who God was in his life.
So meaning that we don't have to be qualified. For example, you don't have to have, let's say, maybe lost your car in order for you to know how to deal with losing a car. You don't have to have past experience in facing that particular giant in order for you to face the next one.
Come again?
I'm saying that with what you're saying, it means that one should not have had experience in facing that particular giant, but when they have God on their side, they can face whatever that is thrown towards them.
Yes. Where we are, you know, other people have not moved with God. And other people have moved with God. And what equates us together to be at the same level is our faith in this same God. Other people can have past experiences where God helped them to overcome little giants on the way. But when they face the giant now, the real giant in their lives, they still face to overcome it because they still have doubt or fear. But one who has never, you know, had any experience of past little giants, when they face, when it's just the first time them facing maybe a giant, just for the first time, they can overcome that giant if only they put their trust in God.
Indeed, indeed. We need to put our trust in God, Mpundiswami, as we facing these challenges. So if someone were to listen to us and were like, okay, Mpundis, what is the key takeaway regarding how David faced this giant Goliath and that I can apply also in my life? What would it be? And once you're done, Mpundis, please do offer us a word of prayer.
All right. With David, mainly, he did not want to fake it. He did not want to carry someone's character, but he still wanted to carry his pure character. In life, in order for us to face giants, we don't need to fake it. We don't need to carry other people's characters. We need to be who we are. We accept where we are, and God, it is from where we are that you'll be able to bring us up and make us, we merge together with God, and we overcome the fears of doubt. We overcome the giants of career obstacles. We overcome many giants of anxiety, you know, uncertainty of tomorrow, when we only accept where we are. And we say, Lord, I need you. If at all we have gone astray, we come back and say, Lord, I know I was a Christian, I went astray, but I want to come back and I still want to be with you. I want to experience and I want to stand on your faith. And when once we do that, the Lord will help us, because we don't want to fake it. But we want to go. We want to go as a Mtinta. You want to go for the battle as Mwemba. You want to go for the battle as Mary. You don't need to go to a battle and fake your name and say, I'll go as Mercy. When you are Miriam, you need to go as you. And it is when you have that original within you, that is when God can even work well with you.
True, true. Pundisi, please do offer us a word of prayer.
Shall we pray? Great God in heaven, we are grateful for your grace and your mercy that are ever new. Loving Father, we learn from the life of David. Loving Father, many are battles that David fought. But when it came to Goliath, Father, it was an easier issue, Father, because you were right beside David. Dear God, many are challenges that which we as your children are going through. Some of us, Father, are battling with addictions, Father, in different places. We don't know, Father, how we can overcome these giants of addictions. Father, some of us come from broken homes, Father. That makes us to continue living in giants of broken relationships, Father. Some of us, Father, have got chronic diseases, loving Father. They've prescribed, Father, there is no medication. Father, these giants around us, even doctors have concluded saying there is nothing that can be done. Father, we have learned, we know that when you are by our side, these sicknesses, this uncertainty, all these issues, Father, will be able to overcome them by your blood. Dear God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. And we thank you, Father, for this sharing. May you bless us, Father. Wherever we are, reach us, O God, at our deepest point of need. In the name of Jesus that we ask and pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mpundisi, thank you so much. Till we chat again tomorrow.
Shalom, shalom. God bless you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.